You are now listening to the Steve Des Island Podcast. Get ready for some tropical conversations and some refreshing guests. Now, here's Steve Des.
Hey, what's going on, people? Steve Des in the building, motherfuckers! Yeah, Steve Des is here. Back in my podcast, you know, people? I got this new podcast, this new show that I want to share with you guys. Some amazing and refreshing guests and people. And insights about my life and the life of other people here in Hollywood doing amazing things just like you. And today we have a very, very special guest because this guy has shared the same college as me. He has shared the same floor as me. He has shared the same room as me. And sometimes he might have shared the same underwear. Nah, I'm totally kidding about that one. Or maybe I'm not. Wink, wink. Who knows? Nah, I'm kidding. He's my friend. He's my brother. He's my roommate, Mr. Keith Tyler.
Hello, everyone. It's Keith Tyler here.
Oh, my God. You and Rob have the same syndrome, like trying to talk like a British person.
I did not know that.
Talk normal, bitch.
What are you talking about?
Talk normal.
What are you talking about?
You can talk normal.
Thank you, come again.
Oh, my God.
Hello, everyone. It's Keith. Yeah?
Talk normal.
I just did.
No, you didn't. You
were, I did.
You had a hint.
I said, yeah.
No, but you had a hint of the British thing.
For a second.
For a second, but you had it.
It's because I used to live over there. That's why.
Don't. Yeah, what part? What part? Tell me what part. Tell me what street.
Ukraine. It was
Ukraine. Yeah. That's not even in England.
Is it? I'm just kidding.
So, Keith Tyler, man, yes. I haven't seen you in how long?
Probably 1 second.
Yeah.
When I went to the restaurant.
But I mean, like, you know, I was gone for like a week and a half ago.
Really?
Yeah.
What is this?
Shut the fuck up. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Did you miss me?
It was kind of long. I took care
of the
baby.
Yeah, Mayweather. Yeah. Little betta fish.
Yeah, I had to take care of that thing. And it was fun. I did a lot. I test drove a car that I was considering getting. Yo, like this, it was a 2000 and it was a 2000 Mustang.
2000 Mustang?
Yeah.
I'm gonna look it up right now.
Yeah.
2000 Mustang. What brand?
It was a V6.
V6?
Yeah, this car was... it was gray. This car
like this
was
one?
So... Yeah, just like that. It was so amazing, bro.
Oh, it looks
like,
nice.
Like, the torque was crazy.
Oh, yeah. My friend Shoney has that Mustang.
Yeah. That's actually my favorite year, too.
The black guy that was here with white girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's him. That's.
Oh, he drives that?
That's his car, yeah.
Lucky man. Lucky man.
He's been driving that for a long time too.
Yeah, I love Ford. Hmm. I'm not really a truck guy, but the sporty car, that's what I like.
For me, I don't give a fuck. If it runs, I like you. You know, like
yeah,
you could be a golf cart, and I still love.
Okay,
it.
Okay, I'm against you on that part. I'm not driving no golf cart. Golf cart around the
city. Well, I'm not going to be fucking in a bicycle everywhere.
That's what I'm saying.
I will have a golf cart rather than a bicycle.
Okay. You have a point. But if I had a choice, right next to a bike would be a golf cart.
Yeah, but you will pick the golf cart over the bike.
Yes, but only because I would have to.
No, you have an option, but you obviously going to pick the
golf cart. Obviously. But because it has an engine. But like if you put it up against something else that has an engine, I would pick that something else. Like if it was a four-wheeler, I'd pick a four-wheeler.
A mini motorcycle, like a motorcycle for midgets.
Yo, that's offensive for Warren. And two,
that's not
they don't make midget
bikes. They make midget
You talking about those pocket rockets?
No. They make midget bikes. Look, I'm telling you. Look, midget. That's for midgets. That's exactly for midgets. You know. Look at that midget.
Oh, really?
Look, midget bike racing.
Man, this is really offensive.
Like, this is real. Look, and this was in 2006. Look. And it's...
That's crazy.
And it's too mid, you know? That's midget bike racing. Wow. Yeah, that's actually quite offensive.
Right?
yeah, it's pretty offensive. Oh, my God.
I thought you were joking for a second.
No, they got midgets got bikes. They got bikes, people. Google search it right now. Midgets got motherfucking bikes.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Very interesting.
Yo, so Keith and I saw two movies today. What movies were they, Mr. Tyler?
First one. Can't remember.
You don't remember that you're that high right now?
Oh. Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
Which was an epic movie.
Amazing.
Yo, who's that? The prisoner guy.
Hannibal Lecter.
Yo, he is. No, I mean, like, in real life.
Oh, in real life? Anthony Hopkins.
That guy is freaking amazing.
You can't say his name back?
No, I can't say it right.
Anthony. Hopkins. Yeah. Like Hopkins, like the boxer.
Anthony.
Yeah.
Hopkins.
He played, he did Hitchcock, like I was telling you about.
Yeah.
That he played,
but I haven't seen that one yet.
Hitchcock. That is a great movie. You should see it. You should totally see it.
Yeah. After I see, Kevin Hart's new movie.
Oh, yeah. I saw it. It's great.
Let me explain.
Let me explain.
Yeah, it looks good.
It's great. The only thing that disappointed me a bit, but not really, was the fact that I thought it was just him writing, but he writes with people. So that's the only thing that I was like kind of disappointed. But then I was like, nah, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, two brains is better than one.
Yeah, totally. And I know there's a lot of comedians. I know Cat Williams is one that had a bunch of people writing. Yeah. I know actually two people that wrote for him, but I'm not going to name drop.
Yeah.
But because they're pretty.
No name dropping.
No, because they're famous people.
They never told me.
I never told you about what? And nigga, get close to the mic.
You never told me before.
What?
Those two people. I remember you hinted at it, but you never.
What two people?
The two people that you said, the two comedians.
Oh, for Cat Williams?
Yeah.
I told you about that?
Yeah, you did.
Oh.
Which is like, you gave me some hot, you gave me some, like, hints, but you didn't go through with it.
Yeah, it's just, if they weren't that close to me, I would have just told you. But they're pretty close to me, especially the lady. But it's a lady and a guy.
Yeah. I remember you saying that.
Yeah. So,
but so Steve?
That's me.
So, what have you been doing since you've been back?
Man, I've been working a lot. I talked a little bit about this in the previous podcast. Yeah, but I'm basically, I got back primarily because MTV called me. To shoot a show. Now that's we shot the show already, and it's coming up in September. I cannot say names or anything because I already signed a bunch of legal papers and shit, and I can't, you know, really leak out information. But it's basically a show that's gonna be on MTV, and it's gonna be in September. That's it, and I'm gonna be on it. So be on the lookout for a show, brand new show on MTV September. DVR, bitch. Watch it. Tell your mama. Tell your father. Tell your sister. Tell your baby daddy. Because he ain't paying attention to you. But he might pay attention to me on MTV September.
And if he does, he might be gay. So
He might be gay and trying to look for a new daddy for his baby.
Indeed. Indeed.
Indeed, sir. Indeed. Yo. So, my nigga, you gonna get weed next week?
Yes, I am.
Yes, yes.
And I plan on getting some Blue Dream.
Blue Dream? Hopefully. The thing about, at least on my case, every time I go to a weed shop, I see Blue Dream really rarely. Like, I see it, like, once every, like, 4 months, you know? And I go to this one and the one in Hollywood.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
If they have it, yeah.
Well, how much are you trying to get? You should stack up.
I was thinking about it.
Because it will last you a long time. Unless you're matching with me, and that shit will go quick.
Yeah, it's true.
Because I'll be vaping. Vaping.
But it takes a small amount.
That's true. But we can do, you know, 7. We'll be fucked up. We'll be, like, on the floor.
Hey.
Oh, my God. You guys, if you haven't seen Duck Dynasty, you guys are missing on life. Life in the wilderness of Louisiana. That show is amazing, and I thank God every day for creating a human being like Cy Robertson. That guy is fucking funny.
He's like redneck to the extreme.
Oh, my God. This guy is this old guy for Vietnam, and he's always trying to bring Vietnam or a crazy story that doesn't make fucking sense to the table. And he's always saying, hey. Hey, let me tell you something, Jack.
And most of his stories are fibs.
Yeah, and always in his right hand, he has like a blue cup with tea on it. And he's like, hey, where's my tea? Hey. That dude is funny, and he's blind as fuck, too. There's an episode, and I don't know if it's season.
Hold on. I don't think I've seen this episode.
Anyway, but still, it's not a spoiler. Like, you...
That's true.
It's not really it's not a spoiler, but if you watch, there's an episode like season 2, season 3, I don't know which season, because I'm watching it scatteredly, not really in order. And one of the episodes is Cy Robertson, he's like going to the eye doctor, and he's basically blind, and he's been blind for a long time, and like people haven't noticed, and he's been driving blind, basically. And they have to switch his lenses up. And yeah, it's crazy.
Dang. I haven't seen it.
But that dude is funny. Oh my God. He's so funny.
He's a character.
Yeah, that whole show is just funny. Everybody, it's pretty, they know their place in their lane and stuff. And it's a great show. You actually learned from that show to like keep your stuff together and family and shit.
Yeah. Actually, when they were fishing, I actually went fishing once, and it wasn't as cool as they made it seem. Like, we were out there for like an hour before like we got anything.
Dude, I don't think. I mean, I might go fishing, but it's just.
It's so boring. Like, honestly,
I bet.
If you have time to spend, like. Doing something like multitasking, you could just throw the rod in the water and just like do whatever.
Yo, you need to watch. You know who's Eric Young? Eric Young. You don't know who's Eric Young? He's a TNA wrestler, and he has a show now on Discovery Channel that it's basically him going fishing, but like in a crazy way, like with a spear or some shit. Like, yeah.
Dang.
And it's funny as hell, but it's great. It's called Off the Hook, and it's in Discovery Channel. It was great. I even tweeted about it. I'm like, oh, this show is really good, Off the Hook with Eric Young. And he retweeted me on Twitter. Yeah.
Damn. You got a retweet?
I got a retweet. I think Macy likes fishing.
She likes fishing?
I think so. Because I think she used to go with like her dad and her grandpa and stuff. I'm like, well, you can go all you want.
I would. Oh my gosh, I hate fishing.
Man, I can't.
But, like,
just thinking about it just makes me want to go to sleep.
Yeah, man.
It was when I was a kid, somebody said book, and I would just instantly go to sleep. Like, that was my sleeper hole. Like,
book.
I can't. I wouldn't read for shit. I hated reading. And now I love reading, which is incredibly stupid. But,
nah.
It's like everything flipped around. Like, before, when I was a kid, I wanted to steal. Now I don't. You know?
Yeah.
Like, before, I wanted to.
Probably because you could get away with it a little bit when you were a kid. And now, like, you know.
Yeah, man. Ever since I started watching the first 48, that shit. Yeah. That shit scares you. In 48 seconds, they can trap me.
Oh, yeah.
Not even in 48 hours. 48 seconds, people. They can just grab me and do stuff to me.
Whoa.
Crazy stuff. I'm talking about rape, people.
Osama been raping.
Osama been raping. I'm still in awe with that name. We were playing Call of Duty online earlier before doing the podcast, and there was a guy that his name was Osama bin Raven. That's right, folks.
Yep.
Osama bin
Raven.
Raven. Yeah.
Say it one more time so they understand.
Osama
bin
Raven.
Yes, he has.
Yeah.
That's some crazy stuff.
It's crazy, man. I don't know where people get all these names from. Like, it's fucked up how you get names.
But pretty creative.
It's creative. No, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I basically, when he was writing, he was like, "Oh, I'm gonna put this shit. People are gonna be laughing their dicks off. Oh, I'm gonna be this fucking Asian nerd with a big ass pimple on his forehead." And just playing Call of Duty and beating off with his left shoulder. Because he's Asian.
With his left shoulder?
Yeah, because he's a contortionist, whatever you call that stuff. Like, the people that bend over and do crazy shit and, like, stuff themselves in, like, little Happy Meals from McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like Cirque du Soleil people.
That's I still need to go see a Cirque du Soleil.
Fucking crazy, man. You never seen that?
No.
Like, oh my god, the way they bend over and they make shapes with their body. They look like fucking Slinkies. Like, they look like Gumby. Like, just made out of Play-Doh. No, basically. Because they fucking can bend anywhere. Like, they can bend their fucking wrist backwards and shit. Like, it's crazy. Yeah.
Did you see the dancing of, like, those double-jointed people?
Oh my god.
It's weird, man.
But
that's what that reminds me of a little bit.
Wait, but are you talking about the America's Best Dancer?
Yeah, it's an actual dance, I know.
Yeah, God, that was...
I can't do that.
Ah, that's crazy.
They do it like it's nothing.
Yeah. Whatever happened to that show, America's Best Dancer? That was a good show.
I don't know.
I used to love the fuck out of it, man. I used to, like, call my hit my friends up. Yo, are you watching America's Best Dance Crew? Nigga, did you see Quest Girl? Man, the Jabberwockies, man. Like, used to be the shit. But, yeah, man, that show was freaking rocking. Like, it was amazing.
Yeah.
That's pretty. It's pretty pretty.
Man, I'm also, like, really high right now. So, I'm blanking out. Yo, have you ever been to work high?
To work?
Yeah, have you ever gone to work high?
Depends, because, you know, my job is, like, different.
No, I mean, like, have you ever, not, like, from what you're doing now, like, any job you've had?
Any job. I don't think so.
No?
Nah.
Yo.
Oh, I smoked at work, though.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, like, one time.
Like a cigarette?
Oh, no. I never touched a cigarette in my life.
I have, even though, like, I'm against it, like, to the max. But I recently tried it. Like, I know I wasn't going to like it. Or maybe I'm just making myself not like it. But, like, you can feel like it, like, tingling in your throat.
Yeah, I just...
This is different.
I just don't like smoking anything. Because yeah. even weed, I love weed.
Yeah.
And, but I don't feel... I don't like smoking it anymore. Because yeah. it just... You know, it feels like, yeah, you're getting THC, but you're also getting a bunch of shit you're not supposed to get. Yeah. And it's like, you know, it feels dirty and shit. Like, you see that dirt that when you see a bowl or something like that, that's what you're inhaling.
Yeah.
And it's crazy, man. That's why I love vapes. It's like, if it was for me, everybody should have a vape.
I might actually start getting edibles.
That too. I'm going to start doing that, but I gotta control that because that hits me hard.
Why don't you just get, like, the smaller ones, like the Jolly Ranchers?
Yeah, I should try that.
Those are really good, actually.
Last time I got something.
In the high, it's long enough, but it's not too long.
Mm.
It's just long enough.
Oh, okay. No, because last time, bro, I told you about the Crunch Bars, right?
Nah.
Bro, so basically, before I left to go to Puerto Rico, mm-hmm. I went and I grabbed two Crunch Bars. Because I went to the weed shop and I'm like, yo, I'm going to go to Puerto Rico. I need something that keeps me, you know, steady. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yo, give me a brownie. And he's like, no, nigga, you don't want a brownie. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, no, nigga, I know you. You're not getting no brownie, nigga. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, for real, this happened. And he's like, nigga, you gonna get a Crunch Bar. And I'm like, a Crunch Bar? He's like, yeah, man. This Crunch Bar, I'm telling you, I ate one of those. I went to Florida, slept the next day, still high, nigga. Still high. And I was like, what the fuck? And I'm like, damn, I need to buy this. Give me two, motherfucker. And I bought two of them. And I went home, and I was here with Macy and stuff. With my flight was like I had to go to the airport like at 3-4 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And on my way there, I had the two Crunch Bars. What my original plan was to in the night, like divide it between us and just chill with that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I was packing, I was doing stuff, I was trying to get at least 1-2 hours of sleep.
Yeah,
I was doing a lot, so I never got to that point. And then when I got to the airport, I just grabbed one, opened it, and just boom, 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 and ate it before I left to the airport. And then the second one said, Maisie, keep this whenever you feel like you can't sleep or some shit or whatever. You want to chill, you just eat that shit. And I'm like, and she's like, okay, cool. I kiss her goodbye. I leave. I'm waiting for my plane, not feeling shit. When I'm about to get to the plane, that's when I start feeling the shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, this is going to be awesome. And I go and I sit down and I'm on the plane. And on the plane, everything's cool, everything's chilling. I got my window seat. Everything's rocking. I'm waiting for the plane to go. The plane shoots off, and I'm like shaking, and I'm like, what the fuck? And then there's a little turbulence, and I think somebody's whispering in my ear, the plane's gonna crash, the plane's gonna crash. So I'm freaking the fuck out.
No.
And I grab the baggie from the front, and I fucking puke at it. I full-on puke. And I put it back on the thing, and I passed the fuck out. And when I woke up, I was in Miami, Florida.
What?
And that was like a six hours, I think it was, from California to Miami or something. So I was in Miami, Florida. I woke up, I'm in Miami, Florida. Okay, I grab my shit. I keep on walking. I'm going to the next plane. I gotta wait. Still fucking high. And I get to my plane. And I'm there and I sit down. And it's all cool. And then the plane goes. And I start shaking again. And then there's a little turbulence. And then I feel like somebody's saying, yo, the plane's gonna crash. We all gonna go down. This is it, nigga. pray, get raptured or something. Like, yeah, and I started puking, and I passed the fuck out, and I woke up, and I'm in fucking Puerto Rico. Like, and that was the fucking fastest flight.
Because you're sleeping.
That was, yeah, but it was that sequence. Did that. The whole sequence was horrible, though.
Yeah.
It felt like that movie with Denzel.
Hold on. Let me rewind a little bit. You said you threw up in the airbag?
Yeah. Twice. The same sequence happened twice. And I was still high.
Is the airbag even for that?
No. Not the airbag, nigga. The paper bag.
The paper bag.
The paper bag.
I thought you said front. Airbag.
No.
I'm like, why? Yeah. Why would you?
Where would I get an airbag there?
There's an airbag in the that drops.
Yeah, but still, that would not drop if there's nothing.
Well, when you said it the first time, it sounded like you actually were.
Yeah, because that was how my paranoia.
Yeah, sparked that up. I get that part. All right. Fine.
Yo, the Smurfs 2 is coming. You gonna see that shit?
I haven't even seen the first one.
Let's see the first one, then you can go see the second one. The movie's the shit.
The first one or the second one?
How can I say the second one if I haven't seen the second one? The second one is not
I thought
even
you
out.
Mean by previews. Calm down. Why are you yelling?
I'm not yelling.
Yeah, you were.
You wanna hear me yell?
Yeah, please.
Okay, let me put my dick out. I'll rub it.
Okay, I don't know.
Rub my dick. Here. Just rub my dick.
Anyways.
Yeah, people.
Macy says she's on her way.
talking shit over here. That's how I do. Doing gay jokes all night.
Yep. Sometimes I think he's serious, so I just walk away. And I try to lock the nearest door.
Yo, now I'm talking that when I was away. So I thought when I was going to be away, you're going to have a party. You're going to have a black bitches over here.
Why'd it have to be black bitches?
Huh?
I like white chicks too, man.
Apparently. That girl was Mexican, though. The girl I saw. Yeah. The chubby one?
Yeah, but I don't like her. She likes me, but I don't like her.
Oh, see, I knew there was something. I felt something. I felt some connection type of shit.
Nah, but I just see her as a friend, honestly.
Bro, hit it and quit, I'm telling you.
Nah, I can't.
Bro, put a blindfold on.
I just can't. Like,
put a blindfold.
Honestly, I just can't.
And just think of Porky the Pig.
I can't.
Get it.
Nah.
Oh, my God. She got to hear this podcast.
I'm going to say that's not me. I don't know who that nigga is. Somebody else.
Well, that nigga has your name and talks like you.
Not really.
And probably does the same shit you do to her. Talking in the British fucking shit. And and I bet you do. See? That's the way. Uh-huh. She likes it in the ass. That's the way she likes it from you, Keith.
Well, Keith has never touched the ass, so...
Can't hear you.
I said Keith has never touched the ass, so...
Well, you can. I'm just telling you. Your possibilities are endless with her.
Well, I choose to end them.
Oh, my God. If I was single and I was in Keith's position, I would have blindfolded that bitch, bend her over a barrel, and show her the 50 continents, if you know what I'm saying.
Nah, I don't know what you're saying.
Well, I know what I'm saying. And I know my viewers and listeners and visitors and viewers and streamers and downloaders and podcasters and gays and straights and bisexuals and asexuals and pansexuals. No.
Yeah.
No. know what I'm saying. Is it true?
It's not. See, some people have standards. So, like, while I'm hitting it, I'd be like, man, this is not attractive at all.
While?
Yeah.
That's why you're supposed to say afterwards.
Yeah, I know. But I'm... Because I see me.
That's what I say, blindfold, nigga.
But it's still like, you have to like...
Just close your eyes every time I let it get a little bit close. And you put that song on. And you're fucking at the same time. Turn around right now. Every time I'm fucking you behind. And I wanna come right. I wanna come on your fucking back.
What? It would have to be really dark.
Yeah. That room can get pretty dark.
Yeah, it could.
Yeah, and put some Pink Floyd on. Dark Side of the Moon. Oh, shit. Get high.
The
window. Smoke a blunt.
But the window kind of has like...
You know how to roll a joint?
I do.
Then roll a joint. Fucking spark it up.
Oh, then...
You smoke two. She smokes only one. You know why? Because I'm pretty sure she doesn't smoke that often if she does.
She doesn't. She used to, actually.
I know. Nigga, you don't have to tell me all this shit. I know women. So, okay. You take two, because you know what you're going to do is fucked up. So, you got to make sure you're pretty fucked up. And then one for her. But two entirely separate ones to you. And one from her. No fucking sharing. This ain't like you guys a fucking couple. You give one to her and two for you. And you smoke two. And she smokes one. And maybe have a glass of wine. And maybe
like three glasses of wine.
No, just one. A red wine. If it's white, three. If it's red, one.
And I'll take some Jaeger.
And take a shot of Jaeger. You take a shot of Jaeger. She can take half a shot of Jaeger. And, because if you give her a full shot, she's going to explode on your dick.
Yeah, like, I don't want that to happen.
And that's not going
to
happen.
She would have to clean it up.
You know maybe with her tongue. last time I did this was a long time ago.
Long time ago.
Yeah, you remember that scene from Scary Movie 1? When they were trying to have sex? That the guy was going to go and lick her pussy? And, like, he took the drawers off, and she had a big afro.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy pulled the trimmer.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, my God. This is hilarious. So, yeah, so the guy has the trimmers, and he starts cutting the fucking afro. And then when there were bats and shit there.
Oh, yeah, the bats flew out.
Yeah. Crazy movie. Crazy fucking movie.
Is that the same movie where like she had like those electric fence panties?
Yeah.
Oh, it was?
Same one. Anna Faris. You know who she married to?
Which girl?
Anna Faris.
Nah.
That's her name.
No, I'm saying I don't know who she's married to.
Chris Pratt. That's Anna Faris.
Uh-huh.
And that's Chris Pratt.
Where is he from?
That dude is in a lot of stuff. He's in Parks and Rec. Parks and Recreation. He was in that Osama Bin Laden movie. Zero Dark Thirty.
I haven't seen it.
He's on that. It's on a lot of shit.
But I think Prank and Recreation is on Netflix, actually.
Yeah. Great series. You should watch it. But yeah, that guy, supposedly how he got discovered is he was a waiter. Mm-hmm. And he used to like make a lot of jokes with the people.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the people he cracked up was like an agent or something. That's how it all went about. That's apparently his story.
Nah.
And he's about to be on the new movie called Guardians of the Galaxy. That's for a Marvel one.
It's Marvel?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
Marvel has been doing big things.
Yep. And that's him getting Because he's usually fat.
Yeah, so he's getting ripped now.
So he's getting ripped for the role. He's been for 6 months with no beer.
Dang. 6 months. I think when I start my my P90 over again, I may actually stop smoking for a bit. Not entirely, but just slow it down. You know?
Why? Weed is good for you.
Not because it's not good for me, but because I tend to get the munchies a lot bad.
Just get the munchies for healthy shit. What do you mean, And there was a lot of dead space here that you were supposed to fill out. But you're not filling out.
Yeah. It's just, there's no, like, I'm pretty sure if I'm high, I'm not going to crave, like, carrots.
Well, carrots taste amazing when you're high. Let me tell you that.
Well, I haven't had carrots while I was high.
So. I made some nasty-ass Chinese food. Like, it was fucking nasty. No. I cooked it sober. But it was the first time of me cooking Chinese food. Especially with those ingredients. And it was nasty as fuck. I got high and I ate the motherfucker up. Like, I tore that fucking bullet hole in. And when I was sober, I couldn't eat that shit. I was like, oh my God, if I feed this food to a homeless person, this homeless person's gonna die. They're just gonna drop dead in the streets. And yeah, I'm gonna die. But when I was high, I just ate that shit. Yeah. Being high is like being superhuman.
When I was in high school, like my last year, me and like the homie, we like went over to his house or whatever. We got like so high. And we started, like, there was this game that we played where, like, we would put the patty, we would, like, make, like, a sandwich, but it would be, like, the ultimate sandwich.
Oh, I did that.
Yeah. And, like, you, like, each one of us picked something from the refrigerator.
That was gross.
No, that was gross, but just something that we would, like, want on this epic sandwich.
Okay.
And,
how big was it?
It ended up being pretty big. Like, we put.
Just that big?
It was pretty big.
Nigga, that's nothing. That is nothing.
Yo,
I had a sandwich. Kid you not. Fucking this huge.
How can you eat that?
Huh?
How can you eat that?
Piece by piece. It's right here, then here, then here.
I feel like if you have to eat a sandwich piece by piece, it's not a sandwich.
No, you grab it like that and you go, wah, 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 and you eat it from the top to the bottom, or the bottom to the top.
Your mouth cannot expand that tall.
Oh, my God. Then squish it down. Just eat it. I'm telling you, it happened. But mine was gross as fuck.
Mine, actually, we had some pretty disgusting.
Tell me your ingredients now. Go.
Let's see. One of them, we would have like a patty.
Tick-tock.
Yo, you tick-tocking.
Yeah.
It's kind of fucking up my vibe over here.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Exactly.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Go.
All right. Tuck. Okay. After you.
Go. No, I'm kidding. Go.
Okay, thanks. Anyways, so on one of the sandwiches, we would have like a patty. We put ravioli on it.
Okay, yeah, and you're close to me then.
We had like sour cream.
Okay.
Like sour cream. And what else did we put on here? We would have like chopped up pickles. We put like peppers.
And you guys were sober doing this?
Nah, we were high.
Oh, okay. Then that's this. A big difference. I did it sober.
Nah, we were like, after we were high, like, what would we want in the sandwich?
By that time, weed was the devil for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I never smoked weed, and that's all I. People
this is actually me. Like my first time smoking. Well, my first couple of times smoking weed.
Bro, the first time I was
smoking weed. Oh, man. Yo, I was so paranoid, bro. Like, everything.
Oh my
God. Did was just like me looking over my shoulder.
I hear that a lot. A lot of people tell me that the first time smoking, they were paranoid as fuck. My girl, the only time she feels that she's fine smoking weed is with me. When she's with somebody else, she doesn't smoke because she just gets paranoid as fuck. There's been many times I feel paranoid. Like I told you the plane story, I feel paranoid as fuck in the fucking air. But like when my first times, it was usually when I went to my friend's house in Florida when I was going to college over there. In Gainesville, like a friend of mine, he was like my neighbor, and he used to call me up to go to his house and chill because he used to come from Chicago and bring like a pound of weed, and he will have a vape, and he will have freaking bong, and he will have like two blunts rolled up, and you know, he will have like this whole thing, and there will be like 8, 9, 10, 11 of our friends there. That went to college with us or were working in our jobs because we basically all worked at the same spot, which was Genghis Grill. I don't care of the restaurant, and we all worked there, and yeah, well, we just all got together and just passed that shit. And since it was like a circle of friends, we were all freaking tight as fuck. We never had, at least me, or I think anybody felt. And it was my first time smoking. I'm pretty sure all of them smoked weed numerous times.
Yeah.
But I know it wasn't like nobody had like a vibe of paranoia or anything. Because it was like so chill and cool. And we were all on the couch and listening to music and talking and watching TV and just passing shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was cool. It was really, really cool.
Yeah. Where I work at now, like, I'm pretty, like, everyone smokes. Everyone. Like I was saying earlier, like, when I asked you if you ever got high when you went to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and there's a security guard. And me and him just went in the back, like, sparked one up really quick. I came back. Happier than a bitch, bro. Like, I was greeting customers. I don't even do that when I'm not high. I'm, like, mad as fuck when I'm up there.
Oh, my God.
Like, it just, like, sets the mood, and I'm just like, hello, how are you? You doing good today, ma'am?
No, you remember when that dude that installed our internet.
Oh, yeah. We smoked with that guy.
We smoked with that dude.
Oh, that was
crazy. This dude from fucking...
Man, I forgot all about
Time
that.
Time Warner came here and was setting up the internet.
He saw bongs everywhere.
And he saw fucking, you know, bongs and weed and shit everywhere. And he's like, and he's always making like little comments. Like, oh, you guys been smoking, huh? That smells delicious. And he would do like little comments like that just to get invited. And then I said, yo, you wanna smoke a bowl? He's like, oh my God, yeah. I would love to. Oh my God, I thought you would never ask. You know? And like, we smoked with the dude. He was cool as fuck. And then he gave me like a little card and he said, oh, in the next 30, make sure to call me in the next 30 days if anything happens, you know, whatever. And, like, try and throw the little hint of, like, yo, want to smoke weed again? Wink, wink. But I never called that dude. I'm like, one time, nigga.
Yeah.
One time.
Definitely one time.
Yeah. I don't mind smoking with strangers like that. You don't know if they want to rape you. That was a fun experience, though. That's one for the bucket list. I attached that off that bitch. Yo, so what's going on in your dating life, Keith? Tell me what's going on. Let's have a little bro talk.
Bro talk.
Bro talk.
Well, right now, I'm not dating anyone because... right now, I'm kind of focusing on myself. But I occasionally flirt with like some girls at work, girls that I know.
Are they fat bitch?
Well, I mean,
you know, that's why she likes you, because you flirt with her. I know.
But like, I flirt with every girl.
Okay, but you flirt with her.
I flirt with every girl.
You flirt with her.
Is she a girl?
I don't know. Is she a girl?
Of course she is.
Then you flirt with her.
Of course.
There you go. I got my answer, people. I got my motherfucking answer. That's Steve Dess investigating on Keith's life, motherfucker. Pow.
Actually, I said I flirt with every girl. So that kind of tells you right there.
Well, at least we know we're not dealing with a guy.
Of course we're not dealing with a guy.
Who knows?
I know. Trust me.
Have you touched that dick?
Okay, anyways. So, so, yeah. So, like, maybe that is why she is a little more accepting. And, yeah, so I'm just, like, focusing on myself. So I just flirt a lot. Fuck a lot.
Fuck a lot?
Yeah.
Nigga, when was the last time you fucked? It was a long time ago.
Actually, it was a day ago.
Yeah, right. Liar.
I swear.
Who you fuck?
I swear.
Who you fuck?
You don't need to know, but just know.
Who you gotta fuck?
You don't need to know the name.
Is it somebody I know?
You don't need to know the name.
It's from Amanda.
You still don't need to know.
Okay. You're really not gonna tell me?
I'm not gonna tell you.
Why not?
Because it doesn't matter.
Oh, so you don't want any more advice from me, motherfucker? You're already a player pimp by your own.
I'm,
you
know, not that I'm a play pimp, it's just I know how to use my words now.
I didn't say a play pimp, I said a player pimp. There's a difference between a play pimp and a player pimp.
Well, I could be both.
Well, a play pimp is a one for the joke, but a player pimp is a motherfucking that it's playing and it's a motherfucking pimp. That's the title I retired. Once I got in my relationship.
Not a pimp, but the player part more so.
Okay, but you gotta be a player pimp. You cannot just be a player. Player, people forget. A player pimp, people are still begging for the comeback of the player pimp. I'm telling you now, you gotta be a player pimp. Ain't a player only or being a pimp only. It's not the thing. You gotta be a player pimp.
I'm trying to pimp right now. I'm trying. Got some girls that are just they don't like standing on that corner.
You're flirting with her. You're just playing. You're just playing, man. You gotta be pimping. You gotta be telling that bitch, pay my movie ticket, and she will pay it.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Steve. Thanks for the advice.
I'm telling you, you gotta be a player pimp. You gotta be a fucking player pimp.
Well, as long as my strategic plan is working, I'm gonna just go with.
But what's that?
It's my flirtatious righteousness. And occasionally my accent. I have gotten a girl just by using my accent.
Show the listeners the accent.
The accent. What should I say in my accent?
That's not real. It doesn't sound real.
It's funny because I think it does sound real. It's more of an American British accent.
You want to hear my British accent?
Not really.
Not really. Willy nilly.
Sounds like shit.
Sounds like shit.
Anyways. So.
Anyways.
Sound like a goat.
Sound like a goat. That's British.
Yeah, the VPS is working for you, man.
The VPS is working for you, man.
Can you do a southern?
Yeah. Yeah, son.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me tell you something,
boy. Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey. Hey. Hey. Hey.
Up there in yonder.
Yonder? Bonkers. Wah, 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 wah. That's how dubstep was created, people.
And tra was created by a purple hippo.
That's correct. A purple hippo that stretches his ass. I showed you that, right?
Indeed.
That was me?
Indeed.
Okay. Okay, I was freaking out for a second. I'm like, how the fuck do you know that? I'm like, okay.
Tra,
that
tra.
Time that we got high and we were talking about that shit. Freddy Krueger. Freddy Krueger. Which one we do it?
So, it's almost 2:30.
Ta, 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 ta. Let me check. Hold up. Pop, 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 pop. Motherfucker. You want to plug anything? You want people to follow you on Twitter?
Actually,
you on Facebook.
I have an Instagram. IKL Tyler. Definitely follow me, and you'll definitely get followed back. Also, I have a Facebook. It's just under Keith Tyler. And that's me. For now, until I expand a little.
Well, what's your next move? Where are you trying to expand?
Meaning, like, social networking?
Anything. Social networking, moving, life.
Well, in life, I'm actually... Because
you're about to start school at Pasadena, right?
Yeah, I'm about to start school at Pasadena City College.
Doing what, theater?
Actually, I might change it to writing.
Writing?
Yes.
Really?
Getting an English degree.
You're getting the writing bug. The English degree or a writing one?
Well, an English degree in writing.
Oh, English and writing, okay.
Yeah.
Not literature or anything.
No.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm going to do that. I've been writing a bit. Music.
Music?
So,
what type of music?
Just like R&B and rap. I've been writing some raps as well.
Have you been writing for yourself?
Yeah, for myself.
You selfish bastard.
Well, you got to test out the waters before you...
I mean, yeah, but still, you got to write for other people, too.
Eventually. That's why, if I get this degree in writing, it also help get my my poems, per se, or my art out there.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. And then also...
Your poems and your art out there.
Yeah. I would treat it as an artwork or an art form.
Songwriting?
Songwriting, yes.
You know, that's how Bruno Mars and Keisha Cole started. And even Lady Gaga, I think. Lady Gaga used to write songs for people. A lot of people were doing that shit.
Yeah. And so I'm going to start recording them pretty soon. What else? I mean, I'm basically trying to get out in like every art way as possible. Did I tell you I did a modeling gig?
No, you didn't tell me about that. What's up with that?
Yes. Yeah, so I was actually working one day. And
when I was gone?
Yeah. Nah. This is why you was back.
What?
This was why you were here, I believe.
Like a week ago?
Nah. Like before you left.
Oh, you didn't even tell me before that, you bastard.
I mean, I could have swore I did.
No, you didn't tell me. I haven't heard about this.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
I never told you the second time I went to Malibu.
Nah, you didn't tell me. Malibu? No, I didn't know. The only thing I heard about Malibu was like, yo, we gotta go to Malibu, man. That's it. That's all I heard about
well,
you.
Well, maybe
never
I didn't
heard,
tell
yo,
you.
Yo, I did this gig in Malibu, no?
Yeah, well, it's basically like just on a beach. And
I didn't even know you went the first time. You said now a second time that you went.
First time, we both went. Remember, then we ate at that joint right after?
Oh, the second time you go to Malibu.
Second, Yeah, the second time I went to
okay
Malibu, yeah. And it was really nice. I got paid $200 like right then and there after the shoot.
Cash.
And it was only like a 4 or 5 hour shoot. It was really nice. It was during the nighttime. While the sun was setting.
Well, what do you do?
Huh?
What do you do? You stand there and take pictures and just
they actually had
leave.
This. They had a what?
Hmm?
What did you say?
They just stand there, take pictures, and leave.
Pretty much. I got his like email, whatever. He wanted me to do like something else.
Okay, that was a reflector. Don't take your dick off.
What are you talking about?
Like, if he goes like, yo.
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course.
Go to my house.
Yeah.
I met dudes like
that. Actually, no, he wanted me to do something with him again. But like.
Like that?
Nah, just like another shoot.
Watch out, man. There are gay dudes around. Telling you.
Let me tell you how I met.
They're looking for straight dudes to suck their dick off. I believe so. Off their hopes and dreams.
But how I met this guy was.
Skype?
I was ringing him out. Ringing him up.
Oh, you were ringing him up.
Shut up, man.
You were rimming her out?
I was ringing him up. And he
goes. The gay podcast, people. The gay podcast.
He goes. You have a nice body. And I was like, all right. And like I just like gave him his stuff and I was like, all right, thanks, man.
Dude, that's a sign.
And he was like,
fuck that. Fuck that.
He's like,
you took $200 from a gay dude, man.
Hey,
he wanted to rape you.
Gave me extra money. He didn't rape me though. So
no, but he got you there. He's like, yo. 500, 1,000, 15, 2,000, a house, a life with me. That's how Liberace did it, man. He did it to Matt Damon.
Wow.
You haven't seen that movie, Behind the Candelabra? Oh, my God. I got it. We need to see it.
Yeah,
fucking. Yo, that movie is sick as fuck.
Even though, like,
that's a player pimp. Liberace,
player
fucking pimp. That nigga knows his game. Yeah, he holds it down. He holds it down.
True nigga.
True nigga, man. I think he was probably like 86 or something. He was pretty old. And he was still playing pimping with everybody, man. Man, I got retired of the game already, and I'm on my 20s.
You retired?
Nah. I'm retired, nigga.
For now.
For now? So you're saying that the relationship I'm in is going to die?
No, I don't think that. But I feel like...
Talk closer to the mic.
I feel like that it may... You may have another feeling like you had last time.
Another feeling? Like for somebody else?
No, not like that. Like, remember how you're like...
Oh, the fight?
Yeah, the fight that
and
like,
break up. Yeah, but that happens though.
But like, you are dead serious about it.
No, I know.
Like I've seen you guys break up before.
Yeah, I know.
And like it wasn't like this time.
I know. But it
like I think she came over and she talked you back into it. That's what happened. She talked you back into it.
Yeah. Basically, but also going to Puerto Rico, especially, I think that's more than ever, going to Puerto Rico, you know, and being closer to my family, being closer to my mom, my grandma, and having time to analyze shit and, like, be away and get to know people and see whatever they're doing now, whatever. Like, it made me think a lot and reshape a lot of things that I was doing wrong about my life because the reason... And I know I was saying, oh, I'm unhappy with her and stuff like that. And like, blah, blah, blah. And I need to break free. And I need time for me and my career and my stuff. But the real problem, it wasn't her. The real problem, it was me. It was I needed to refocus some things about my life. In the sense of like, even my mom told me, Steve, you're doing things way too fast. Like, you need to slow down, you need to pace down, you need to relax more. You're stressing the fuck out for no reason. And it was the truth. Like, I was stressing out for no fucking reason. Like, now when I drive, I haven't had road rage, like, at all. And I always have. Like, when I was, like, all the time down the freeway or something like that, I was like, this motherfucker or something like that. If I wasn't high, oh, my God. If I was high, whatever. I'm not stressed. But if I wasn't, which is most of the time when I'm driving, you know, it's, you know, I'm fucking road rage. Like, I'm fucking infuriated. And now I'm drive chilling, and I'm sober as fuck, and I'm, like, chilling. But it's because of that. Like, I needed to refocus a lot of my life and, like, actually take time off. Don't dedicate the entire fucking day to work. There were days that I wouldn't even care about my body in the sense of, like, I would be working and working so much that in the day I'll be like, damn, did I eat today? Like, that's bad, you know?
Yeah.
And it was because of that, because, you know, my mom got diagnosed with cancer just now. And that made me, you know, that made me think a lot in the sense of, like, you got to care for your health. In the sense of, like, if my mom, it's the good thing is that she's good in the sense of, like, it got detected pretty early. Mm-hmm. It could have been detected even earlier that she would have probably taken a shot or something really minimal, and would have been gone.
Mm-hmm.
But it still got detected pretty early that she just have to take some radiation therapy and it's going to be fine and everything. And so it's not to a level of, like, chemo. Chemo is, like, terminal, you know, like, fucking, you know, it's your last option. So I'm really glad that didn't happen. But it's good to be, like, monitoring your stuff, you know. Yeah. And that's the reason why I'm drinking water now, and I'm trying to eat healthier and less fast food and more at home, and working out every day. Even the days I don't work out, I go for a swim and I do a couple laps or whatever, but I still go every fucking day to the gym. And, you know, I try to, even though I don't sleep that much, rack up at least 4 or 5 hours of sleep. I think that's pretty good, and it gets me energized, and I take my vitamins and shit. Now I'm getting some on it. I'm getting, you know, my alpha brain together, getting my shroom tech. I'm getting all that shit. And then just being healthy, man. You got to care for your health.
Yeah, I've actually been slacking off in my eating orders.
Yeah, man, that shit's going to kill you, man.
I know.
That shit's going to kill you. You know, especially, I was reading that Pepsi, they were suing Pepsi now because Pepsi was putting some stuff in the drink that basically gives you cancer. And it's more concentrated in California, which means the California Pepsis are more lethal than any other Pepsi they sell throughout the country.
Damn.
And Pepsi made a statement saying the only way that's possible that Pepsi is going to give you cancer is if you drink 1,000 Pepsis in a row. And I'm like, first of all, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
What they said. Like, that's a comeback. Oh, shit. Like, they're saying, oh, if you drink 1,000 Pepsis in a row, that's going to happen. They're still saying it's going to happen. Like, yeah. They didn't deny the fact that Pepsi gives you cancer. Like, what the fuck? Like, that's insane. And you know, so many people drink Pepsi. Now, right now, who's the face of Pepsi? Motherfucking Beyonce.
Yeah.
You know how many gay dudes? You know how many girls? You know how many straight, horny guys look up to Beyonce? Like, a lot of fucking people. You know how a lot of fucking people are going to drink Pepsi? Everybody's going to drink Pepsi because Beyonce's the fucking face of it, and she's promoting cancer
to
people, basically. Because that's how you get cancer. You get cancer from everything. You can get cancer from meat, from Pepsi, from a bunch of shit.
Yep.
From pretty soon the sun.
Pretty soon we're going to have to start shooting our own squirrels and eating them.
Well, they already do that in Duck Dynasty, but nice reference. But yeah, people, it's been the Steve Dez Show. Don't forget to go to stevedez.com to go and follow me on my blogs, my this podcast and other podcasts and other amazing things. Check out some photos. Check out my demo reel. Check out my headshots. Check out a lot of crazy things that I have over there. Follow me on Twitter at SteveDesTV.
That's SteveDesTV.
TV, that's correct. And don't forget to like my Facebook fan page, www.facebook.com/SteveDesShow. Anything you want to plug, Keith, before we leave?
Also, Keith Tyler Facebook and IKL Tyler for Instagram.
That is correct, people. This has been Keith Tyler. I'm pretty sure he's going to be in a lot of shows because he's basically my roommate. So yeah, we're going to be talking, having bro talks, having different types of things over here. So be on the lookout for more Keith Tyler on your way. And it seems like this show is going to run about an hour because these first two episodes are going to run for an hour. So I'm going to test an hour. Let's see. Hopefully one day I get up to 1:30 and entertain you guys with even more craziness about our lives. All right, people. See you next time
with more crazy adventures.
You've been listening to the Steve Des Island Podcast. Be sure to visit stevedes.com for more information about this episode, as well as past and future episodes. Rate and review this episode on iTunes. Don't forget to follow Steve Des on Twitter at SteveDesTV and like him on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/SteveDesShow. See you next time.